Well, you were talking about relinquishment and kind of seeing the positive aspect of it, you know, how like that's really what is kind of cheering on in terms of or getting going in terms of relinquishment. It's like that there's a positive element of giving up and letting go.
Oh.
And when, similar to what Jeff asked, like when it's painful giving up and you give up and you're just like, is it like sort of you and someone else, well, you need to really pay attention to, wait a minute, I'm just focusing on the negative part of giving up and really like not switching my mind to like look at.
Yeah, exactly. One's just sort of, one's taking this, what one's doing is taking the stand of self. Because the self doesn't want to give up anything, period. And it'll just moan and complain about everything.
Mm.
And that they're wonderful. Word in Thai that it's hard to translate, but the kind of there's a kind of a almost like a regret and longing that comes from having to give up things. See, it dies. It's sort of like so that just that you know, having to give up a particular pleasure or a particular view or an opinion or a particular aversion, and even when one knows it's painful, there's still that feeling. You know, I just don't want to give it up. And you know, it's really helpful to really acknowledge that. But then that's where actually, and that's where one uses that sense of playing and challenging. Because if it's cast in sort of this epic struggle against me and my, the divine, it just gets really heavy. Whereas you know, taking it on is, you know, it's kind of a challenge or playful, saying, "Oh, let's try this." Or seeing, oh, what's the, you know, what's the big deal? Why do I hold on so tight? What's the, and you know, kind of making fun of oneself, really. And to be able to practice or to gain results from there is a sense of having to have a kind of a humility and a sense of humor, and that an appreciation of the absurd, because you know what we do on a regular day-to-day basis to have to make ourselves miserable. You know, it's absurd.
But มันจะค่อยๆน้อยลงตอนแรกไปเยอะใช่ไหมคะ
Yeah.
And then you can feel Siddhi decreasing.
Yes, that's Jeet's contribution to the same. Yeah, there is that feeling of the regret and longing, and I see it die. It's too fast, too bad, give that up. But that decreases. That's when it does not go or challenges it. And it's decreased.
It seems that it's like that there's that idea that it's going to be suffering to give something up, but then when we actually give it up, then it decreases the suffering. But it's the idea, I think, the block before giving it up, because giving up isn't the suffering actually.
Oh, it can be suffering.